Welcome back. Just in time for the holidays, here now's resident chef Kathy Gunst is in our studio with her annual roundup of the year's favorite cookbooks. At least, I think Kathy is here. Is that you behind this tower of cookbooks?
It is a large, tall tower this year.
Yeah, and healthy cooking seems to be the hot topic. Tell us more.
Well, thank goodness, right? My favorite book of the year is called Plenty. It's written by an author, and I do hope that I say his name correctly, Yotam Otto Lemke. He owns a restaurant in London, and it is filled with vegetable recipes. To use the word thrilling does not exaggerate how
thrilling.
I feel. Thrilling. I am not a vegetarian, nor is the author, interesting enough. He writes a column for The Guardian in London. He was asked to write a vegetarian column, and apparently he got himself into all kinds of trouble by making head notes at the top of his recipes that said things like, delicious served with lamb. But the truth is, these are all vegetable recipes. It uses no meat, but one need not be a vegetarian to be excited by this.
Thrill me. Open it up and let's, you know, what.
Well,
what
first of all, look
there?
At the cover.
It's
there
gorgeous.
Is broiled eggplant on the cover. I made this because I looked at this picture. It's got a buttermilk Greek yogurt sauce with fresh thyme and rosemary and fresh pomegranate seeds. And I thought, could that really be as good as it looks? And the answer is positively, definitely yes.
Well.
So superb. But I got to tell you, I cooked that and then I leafed through and I saw a Moroccan flavored carrot winter slaw. I made that. Amazing. I couldn't stop cooking from this book, and one thing was better than another. I think I would say this is my favorite book of the year.
Okay, Plenty. You
Plenty.
Heard it here. Next, Ancient Grains for Modern Meals.
Yeah, this is a lovely book. Maria Speck, it's her very first book, and it deals with whole grains, things like barley and farro, polenta, wheat berries. My youngest daughter was leaving for college when this book arrived, and she started leafing through it, and of course she said, OMG, and stole it. And once a week, she would send me a text or an email saying, I love this book. I made the farro salad. And so then I called the publisher and I'm like, can you send me another one immediately? One of the most interesting things about this book, other than really learning about how simple whole grains are to cook, there's a whole chapter about breakfast dishes. And I find breakfast incredibly boring. I don't like oatmeal. And eggs and bacon, you know, go so far.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly. Boring. She has an orange polentina with a honey mascarpone topping, or a creamy farro dish with honey roasted grapes, or sweet zucchini bread with mint. I mean, I would love to wake up to that food.
She being Maria Speck. And again, I just turned to the index because I love wheat berries. And you mentioned wheat berries. And what I'm loving is I'm seeing rinsing, shopping for, soaking. So it also tells you how to treat, to work with the grains.
She did a lot of research. She really did her homework. A lot of personal stories and really great sidebars. Also a very good chapter on making your own breads.
All right. Last year we talked about home cooking. Molly O'Neill had that one big table, that
huge,
beautiful book.
Beautiful book.
Yep, she traveled the country getting home-cooked recipes. There's one this year that you liked. Which is this?
This is called All About Roasting by Molly Stevens. Molly Stevens is the master of technique. She takes you through the principles of roasting. She discusses equipment. And the chapters go from what you would expect, beef, lamb, pork, chicken, to also fish and shellfish, vegetables, and fruit. I tried her roasted chicken with apricots, olives, and oranges. I started it at 6. We were at the table at 7.
No.
It was delicious, juicy, wonderful, really interesting flavors. But better yet, were her roasted Brussels sprouts with capers and a lemony brown butter. If you think you don't like Brussels sprouts, you have to try them roasted.
Can I tell you something? This holiday season, it's suddenly like the year of the Brussels sprout.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts are kind of hot. You know what? They are like, we grew up thinking we hated them. Then we tasted them in a restaurant and we're like, whoa, what is this? This is delicious. Roasting them sort of makes them juicy. And they're just wonderful, but the capers are a nice touch.
You have an Italian cookbook on the list. Why this and not others?
Well, there are quite a lot of them. I really like the Moza Cookbook by Nancy Silverton. She owns a restaurant in L.A. The pizza, the pasta, the whole grilled fish. This is a really simple take on anything Italian. The ingredients are fabulous. She really talks through the importance of fresh cheeses. Oracetti with fennel sausage and Swiss chard. Really beautiful photographs. And every page I turned, I'm like, I want that. I want that. I want that. I mean, a really good cookbook it whets your appetite. It makes you want to get into the kitchen. But I'll tell you the bottom line, and I know I've said this before, the recipes have to be flawless. There was another Italian cookbook that I was including on this list, and I tried a recipe, and it was a complete flop. Everything was wrong, the baking times, the ingredients, and it wasn't me, because I did it twice. And you know what? It was filled with gorgeous photographs, and it's by a fairly famous Italian chef. But it's off my list, because if the recipes don't work, it's just pretty pictures on glossy paper. I'm a cookbook author. When I develop a recipe, I test it. Then I test it again. Then I send it out to somebody else to test. This is a really crucial component. And if a cookbook is worth its weight, and believe me, this year they weigh a lot, these books are huge, then the recipes all have to work.
And so you're not going to tell us that one that it didn't work?
I'm not that kind of girl.
Okay, but the one that did, the one that she loves, let's go that way, is the Moza Cookbook Recipes from Los Angeles' favorite restaurant and pizzeria.
I like it a lot.
Okay. Now, how many cookbooks do you look at?
Oh, probably 60 to 80.
Really?
Literally. I mean, you can't find my desk in my office right now. It's just, I look like one of those hoarder people that just never throws anything out. Some of these books are so heavy that we're talking like 300 or 400 pages. And to me, there's two problems with that. One, it's too big to read in bed, which is where I love to read cookbooks. And two, it's too huge to keep in a kitchen where there's oil splattering and the oven's going on and things spill. They're like encyclopedias. However, there are two books that are gigantic and impressive. Paula Wolfert, the Queen of Mediterranean, wrote The Food of Morocco. Anything and everything you've wanted to know about Moroccan food, couscous, spice blends, tagines, beautiful book. As well as Claudia Roden's The Food of Spain, another very heavy book taking you through the regions of Spain with history, recipes. She's a beautiful writer, really an academic about what it comes to food, but the recipes are gorgeous. Spinach with raisins and pine nuts, paella, pork loin cooked in milk with caramel. Mm. Not your typical Spanish dishes.
Mm. Again, we'll have the list of Kathy Gunst's cookbook picks at hereandnow.org. But we always have these special features, and this year a very extra special one. What is it?
We did a video. You producers and you, Robin, asked me, what's the recipe that your family can't live without during the holidays? And I didn't have to think very hard at all. For me, it's cream spinach. It was my father's favorite. This is a man who did not like vegetables. But every year, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, we celebrate everything. We had to have cream spinach. So in my new book, I did a recipe where I replaced the cream with yogurt, like a good Greek yogurt, but you can use heavy cream, a lot of freshly grated nutmeg. So there's a video on the website of me making Lee Gunst's cream spinach. And we want to know, what are listeners, what's the recipe that if you didn't serve it at your holiday table, your family would walk out on you?
Or the one that, you know, I don't make it, but I cannot see a creamed onion without thinking of my mother.
Yeah.
You know, who loved that.
Everybody has something.
Yeah.
So we want to know, what's yours?
Okay. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Again, we'll have her list of favorite cookbooks of the year at hereandnow.org. And we add our own. Kathy's latest, Notes from a Maine Kitchen, seasonally inspired recipes. And we'll also have the video and recipe for cream spinach. What is it, Lee Gunst's?
Lee Gunst's cream spinach.
At hereandnow.org.
Delicious.
At hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
I like the way you put a little bit of this.